And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Do you know who that is? That's us. And notice that word know. There's that word know again. That's a powerful word. Jesus even talked about how people come to him and say, I cast out demons. He said, I never knew you. See, it's no longer head knowledge, it's a heart knowledge. It's that having the eyes of your understanding open, and the people that know their God shall do exploits. You know what an exploit is? It's killing giants. It's raising the dead. It's having the boldness of Peter to preach and see 5,000 people saved. The people who know their God shall do exploits. This is Daniel 11. This is end time verse for you and me. This verse was written for the last days for you and me. This is us. And then Daniel 12. Verse 7 through 10, I heard a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. Many people say this is Jesus. He held up his right hand and his left hand into heaven, and he swore by him that lives forever that it shall be a time, times, and a half a time. This is the 3.5 years. When he'll have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understand not. Then I said, oh, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Now, that means that up until now, it was a sealed book because people's eyes couldn't understand it. But it's the time of the end where the seal is broke loose and the eyes of our understanding are open to these things. The next verse says, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The eyes of our understanding open. I want to know. I want what Elisha, faith, the kind of faith that Elisha had, that knows that they that are with us are more. Not that I've read it in the Bible, not that I understand it with my mind. I want it to just be automatic from my heart. When it looks like it's bad, when it looks like it's horrendous, when it looks like it's fearful, when it doesn't make sense, then I want my heart, my eyes of my understanding. It's not my physical eyes, it's the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. That's where that song came from this verse in Ephesians. I want the eyes of my heart to be open so that I know what Elisha knew. I refuse to listen to the lies of the enemy. God, open my eyes that I may finally know. Now I want to read just real quick the rest of this chapter in Ephesians. It's too good to pass up. From verse 15, therefore, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love of the saints, and do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention in your prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation of the knowledge of him, and that your eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this age but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Hallelujah. I'm in him, and all this other stuff is under his feet. That means it's under my feet too. Amen. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If you're here this morning and you've been facing some challenges in your life, I got good news for you. God's getting ready to change it today. 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 Not because I'm going to slap oil on you or pray for you, but because God is going to open the eyes of your understanding. You're going to look a little higher. You're going to see God a little bigger. And that vision and that knowledge of God's power and glory in your life is going to break the shackles off of you this morning. And they're going to drop to your feet where they belong, under your feet. Amen. So just pray with me. If you need God to touch you, just lift your hand to heaven as we pray. As a sign, God, I need your touch this morning. Open the eyes of my heart. Give me the eyes of understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see the hands, you know the needs, Lord. You see the hands, you know the needs. And just as I said earlier, Lord, you see a little sparrow fall. You got time for faith fellowship this morning. We don't need to rush through this. We want you to do your will in our lives. And I pray, God, for each person here, that you would open the eyes of their heart, open their eyes to the supernatural worldview of God, who is bigger, who is stronger, who is mightier, who can do exploits through us. Open our eyes, Lord, and give us in these last days a supernatural world view of you. That we would not just think it with our minds, but we would know it with our hearts, that God is bigger, that they that are with us are more than they that are against us, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and that we are going to be anointed to be used by you in this last day harvest. That no longer are we going to have to convince people about God. We're going to demonstrate the God of the Bible in a supernatural way. We're going to have the kind of faith that doesn't say, go to the hospital. We're going to have the kind of faith that says, let me lay hands on you and you will recover. The kind of supernatural faith that says, no, God is going to take care of this. That mountain will be removed. That mountain will be removed. That mountain will be removed. The kind of supernatural faith that isn't shaken by our politics, by our headlines, by killings in other countries or near or far, because we know in whom we believe, and we're persuaded that he will stand upon the earth very soon and set up his government, and he will reign forever and ever and ever. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our friend. And he is coming to the blood-bought church very soon. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Sing, Nola.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with his Spirit and love. Let him fill your life and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and his Spirit like a dove will descend upon
someone a hug before you go. Thank you for coming.